Blog Talk Radio.
To the Heart of Love radio show, and I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C., Baltimore area. Tonight, I'm just going to do things a little differently tonight. I'm playing some nice music and relaxing music, and I hope it's something that's inspirational that will brighten up your chilly evening. You know, I want to talk about tonight about the goodness, God's goodness, not just about any goodness, but God's goodness. Because what happens in our life is that sometimes we go through a situation that we go through and we experience the things that we experience, but what happens is that we tend to sometimes forget about the things that God has been doing in our lives for us and through us. You know, so tonight, I just want to encourage you, wherever you are right now, to just know that God is in the miracle-working business, that God is able to make all grace abound to you, make all grace abound to you. You know, I just have to give an example out to you guys. You know, there are some things in our lives, and we often sometimes say, God will make a way. But we say it because that's what we hear all the time, but sometimes we don't believe it. So another thing about it is believing the word of God. We have to believe the word of God, believe that God is who he says he is. You know, one of the things about Jesus' life is that Jesus spoke, but he doesn't just speak. He didn't just speak. He spoke words that brought life. He spoke words of life. And I want to just encourage you today that you might be going through some things. But I need you to understand that this word is true. God's word is true. It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21, it says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your hearts will be also." And what happens in our lives sometimes, guys, is that we begin to store up treasures on earth, and we think that, you know, I've got to hold on to this, I've got to hold on to that. And one thing that's been helping me to let go of some things and some situations and even some viewpoints has been to show the hoarders. It's a television show that comes on TV, and it's, I just have to say, it's amazing. It's amazing because of the fact that this show, people are exposing the things that they hold on to and things that they have held on to their entire lives. You know, and it amazes me how so many people won't let go of anything. Now, mind you, guys, I understand that there are some things that we will hold on to. I understand that there are some things we'll hold on to. Sometimes we might hold on to, if you're a boy, you might hold on to a baseball, a particular baseball bat. The baseball bat can be broken, can be torn up, but you're going to hold on to that baseball. Sometimes, if you're a young lady, you might hang on to your Barbie doll that you've had for years, ever since you were a little kid. You might be in your 30s, almost 40s, but you're going to hold on to that because this is something that reminds you of something. You know, today, a good topic, another good topic you could say, if you were to name this topic tonight, is this: where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Because we're always holding on to things, and sometimes we think that things are treasure, but in our eyes they might be treasure, but to anyone else it might mean something else. It might mean something that you just throw away. So there's so many different things that we can talk about and discuss with that topic. So we're going to keep it right there. Where is your treasure? What I would like for us to do right now is this. If you have something that you would like to say, you know, call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. Topic being, where is your treasure? Because we're all sometimes holding on to something where sometimes we're holding on to things and we can't grow because we're holding on. We have our focus on the wrong thing. We have our focus on the wrong situation. So I hope that something said tonight will touch your hearts. I hope that something will touch your mind, because you guys have to understand where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, and that's a big thing. Where's your treasure? Is your treasure in the things that you have here, or is your treasure things in heaven? You know, basically, it doesn't mean that you cannot love God. But where is your treasure? The biggest thing is, guys, if you are sensitive and you understand that, look, God is the one who gives us the things that we have. And it's not a matter about what you have. It's just being willing to say, you know, okay, God, I'll give to this person. God, you want me to do what? Okay, God, I'll give to this person. You want me to do what right now, God? You know, and really sometimes the only thing God wants to know that he has our hearts. That's the biggest thing that God wants to know from us. I'm going to get things started with my cousin Eureka, right? Just come back home. I'll be right back.
And everything is
if you're tuning in right now, this is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Come see live from the D.C. Baltimore area. You know, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to talk a little bit more about the question, where is your treasure? You know, someone can have something and they can have it and they can think it's something great. Like, let's imagine, like, you're a little kid and you might have a coin. Now, you have this coin, and this coin is sentimental. It's something that maybe your grandfather, your grandmother gave you, and you hold on to it, you put it in a safe spot. You don't let anyone touch this coin, because this is your coin. This is a coin that you're so close to your heart. Let's say you had that coin, somewhere in the house, and someone is vacuuming, and it falls on the floor, and it actually gets vacuumed up. And then you have a fit because you're like, where is my coin? Then you're depressed because you can't find this coin, and it was right here on the corner. Are you talking about that old coin that was on the rug? And then the person might be like, yes, that coin. Now, what happens is this. The person becomes irate because the coin has been accidentally vacuumed up. And just let's even just say this, that the vacuum bag has been emptied. Sometimes we might say, oh, that's ludicrous, G. You know, why would someone go through all that over coin? But I tell you that some of us today have some things in our lives that we just hold on to for sentimental value, but it's something that we can really do without. Some of us are just like the people on the TV show called The Hoarders. We're holding on to things thinking that somehow we can save. Sometimes we get things to try to suppress things that we're feeling. Sometimes we get things because we can. Whatever it might be for you guys, we're coming from the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-21. My point to you tonight, my first one is this. Don't store your treasures on earth. I think that sometimes we forget that we're like the characters in the Pilgrim's Progress. You know, I think that we forget that sometimes we are traveling like that pilgrim, the Pilgrim's Progress, and sometimes we forget that we're on this earth for a reason and for a season. We're not going to always be here. And then what happens to the things that you have yourself? They generally either go in cycles, you remember that, remember? Or if so, something happens to it. I think sometimes we forget that we can store things up, but we're not promised tomorrow. And the thing about what happens is this, when you store things on earth, in this realm, when you store things for yourself, you know, it's moth and rust will destroy it. Animals, insects, can destroy some of the things that you have. And rust can destroy it. Rust, you know, something sits there for a while and you don't use it and you put it away for a while, guess what? It becomes all rusty. It becomes rusty because it hasn't been used that much. But it's something that you might store. But I want you to understand that when you store things on earth, something's going to destroy it. Situations can destroy it. Acts of nature can destroy the things that you consider to be treasures for yourself here on this earth. Also, thieves break in and steal. You know, one thing we don't ever like being in a situation where we have thieves and where our things are stolen. It's like such an invasion of privacy. But yet it happens 24/7. You know, so I want to tell you this. Don't set traps for yourself because people can come in, they can take it, and thieves will take it. Thieves will take it, and they will do whatever they're going to do with it, with your things. But when you put your focus on things, I'm telling you guys, you know, somehow things happen, whether you leave it, whether you walk away and leave something you consider to be valuable out in the open, so there's someone who might not have that luxury that you have. You have to think about that person. You have to think about a lot of things. Then I want you to understand that when it comes to treasures here on earth, you cannot take your treasures with you. You can. Some people can be buried with $1 million. And if they were to take $1 million with them, you know, or try to, they're not. We cannot take anything with us on back to the other side. If you have different things that you really, really don't like for anyone to touch, or you start talking and complaining. Excuse me, guys. I want you guys to know that you can't take things with you, no matter how much you try to. It's not going to happen. I know tonight's one of those nights, so just pray for me. Pray for you, right, y'all. Pray for me. But I want to give you guys this. I want to pray for you guys something. This song I love. You might be feeling like you're so weak right now and that you can't do it, but I want you to understand tonight you can do all things. To Christ gives you strength. This is His strength is perfect. My CC1. I'll be right back.
His strength is perfect. So I can do all things.
You guys, this is D-Ride, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. That was my jam. That was my Take Me Back jam. That was none other than Daniel Winans, Who Do You Love? Before him was his younger sister, CeCe Winans. His strength is perfect. I just want to say God bless you guys. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And tonight's discussion is, where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? You know, we're coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. And basically, guys, my first point was this: don't store your treasures on earth. My next point is this: don't store your treasures, store your treasures in heaven. So the first point was, don't store your treasures on earth. Second point, store your treasures in heaven. You know, and I know sometimes we say, how can you store up treasures in heaven? What happens is this: when you do the will of God, when you live right and you strive to live right, because, you know, we're not perfect, but when you strive to do right, try to strive to make the best decision, try to strive to do what God says and about how to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then when it says love your neighbor as yourself, and you keep the commandments of God and you do things that God has said, has told us in his word, through Jesus Christ to do, guess what? You're storing things in heaven. And if you store things in heaven, guys, moth, the rust will not destroy it. You know, you might have some things that are very valuable to you. But if you make sure that your focus is on doing the will of God and storing your treasures, the things that you really hold tight, you know, when you hold that stuff tight to you, you don't let go. Like, let's say spiritual things like prayer and you make a treasure of yours become your prayer time with God. What about maybe perhaps loving people the way God wants you to love them unconditionally? What about forgiving people, storing treasures in heaven? Now, the biggest thing is this. We're not supposed to necessarily go with live out lives like we have stored things in heaven. But you do the will of God. As you do the will of God, you're going to store your treasures in heaven. And remember, it's where your heart is, there your treasure be. Where your treasure is, there where your heart be also. So if your focus is on earthly things, then guess what? It's an uphill battle, as our Methodists call it a day. But if your focus is on doing the will of God, you're going to be storing up treasures in heaven. And people, situations, things cannot destroy your treasure that's in heaven. Things cannot break in and steal your treasure that's in heaven. And I think that's the biggest thing. No one can ever take your time away that you spend with God. No one can take that time away from you. The things that you consider to be breaking points or what do you call it, deal breakers, you know, things that you call to be deal breakers, I want you to understand that it doesn't matter about that stuff as long as you are storing your treasures in heaven. Don't focus so much on the deal breakers, but ask yourself, am I putting too much into this situation? Let's stay heavenly-minded, y'all. Let's stay heavenly-minded. Let's do our best. But realize that the things that you do that between you and God, that's between you and God. God will reward you in due season. Just don't faint. These can't break in and steal the things that you are storing up in heaven. I want you to understand that no one can come and steal it because it's between you and God. It's something that's not tangible that you can touch, but it's something that you know is happening. You know, also, no one can touch the things that you have. The things you have spiritually, the gifts, the things you're doing for the Lord, no one can touch it. That's between you and God. I hope that I can give you some nuggets that will help encourage you in wanting to make better decisions and wanting to understand where your treasure is. Right now, I'm going to play the song, and I hope you guys like it. It's called this, "I'm Over It Now" by Marvin Wyatt.
End of a road, never fully told, but it ends. Filming of a dream, more than it seems. Will the stars last? Will the pain pass? People only see the smile. They're unaware of all the trials one must endure. Just because he's sure he is right. So we fight through the night, it goes on. Don't know when the day will break, when it's hard morning, or this song will end. Lost it goes, can consume one soul, and often will, and often will. Yet there is no pause until he accomplishes the cause. What a noble deed, driven to succeed. What's the real price of success? And this feeling of emptiness left me in its way, discerning the truth from the fake. It's a test, and though it hurts, yet nevertheless, at this pain from this bitter cup I'll drink until this song, till it is. And every night I pray, Lord, let this cup pass, cause I really didn't know how long it would last. Every week I feel the same pain. Residue of hurt would come again and again. Then all of a sudden your life changed. Now I'm over it now. Over it now. I can't say how, but I'm over it now. One morning I broke free. All of the chains just dropped on me. People can talk about me, but they dream. But I'm all grown up now. I got the victory, and I'm older. Still older. Yeah, I can't see how, but it's over now. Say it again, that I'm older.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Don't go anywhere, because there's more to come your way. So sit back, relax, and continue to enjoy the show.
You know, I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. Hope something spoken tonight is touching your heart. Something that is said is tugging at your heartstrings, because where is your treasure? Now, treasure refers to something that is important to you. When you have treasure, you want to make sure that you have your eyes on it. You want to make sure that you know where it is. You want to make sure that that you have it close to you sometimes. And if you've been listening so far, there's a story, again, that comes on TV. You have different families, And one is called, the name of the song, not song, but the name of the show is called Hoarders. I love this song. I love this name. I love the show because you see what sometimes people, what they consider to be treasure, someone else might look and say, that's trash. Or what someone might say, you know, you need to throw it away. No, this is something I've had for 20-something years. Which prompts me to ask you, where is your treasure? And if you're looking in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21, in verse 21 it says this, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So this last question, this last point is a question for you to take a look at your own life. Because at the end of the day, guys, it's about you looking at your own life. It's about you coming to some kind of resolve with your own life. Coming to some kind of resolve about what's happening on the inside of you. I want to encourage you that even though you might go for your dreams, you might go for these different things, I want you to understand something on where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Because I need you to understand this, guys, that we shouldn't make out our treasure things that's on the earth. Let's look at the bigger picture. Let's look at the bigger picture. Do people even look at the bigger picture anymore? I want to encourage you guys to look at the bigger picture, the bigger picture. Your treasure, it's the same as your heart. You know, the heart is something that beats on the inside of us, but the heart, we think, let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's get to the core issue of the matter. Let's cut straight to the cheese. Let's get straight to the point. So I think the word heart is synonymous with the word treasure. Where your treasure will be, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So whatever you consider the treasure to be, guess what? Your heart is going to be right there. It's the same thing. Treasure, heart. No, listen. Things that you keep close to your heart, you treasure them. And things that you treasure, guess what? Your heart is going to be also in it. They're synonymous. They're synonymous. Where your heart is, they're your treasures, the things you really treasure, they're going to be. And things you treasure, guess what? Your heart's going to be in it. So where is your heart? I hope that your treasure is not in things that you think that are going to save you. That chair cannot save you. That chair won't get up, stand up, and feed you. Your heart, your treasure. Listen, make sure you have treasure that's going to last, something that's going to last. Where is your treasure? Is it something that will last? Is it something that's going to last you for the rest of your life, like integrity, like making better decisions? You know, I want you guys to understand that. Is it something that will last? If it's something that will not last, do you know that's not what God wants you to do? If it's something that is a good fit, and you know this is what God's telling you to do, then go ahead and do it. But make sure that the things you do, you're doing them to give God glory. Then, where is your heart? My question was, where's your treasure? And that whole same point is, where's your heart? I want to encourage you today to understand that where a man's heart is you're going to find his treasure. You know, people don't fuss about things that they aren't passionate about. People don't fuss about things that they are unhappy about. You know, guys, I had to play a song. I'm going to be right back. This is T.A.Z. sin no more.
for you to get ahead in this life. I'm only left with one thing to say. What road does God led? I got no clue. Yeah, yeah. Time to live your life, yeah. Save it.
Give it up.
You got to
do what's right.
Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. That was I Got News from my boy Haskell Jackson from the L.A. area. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. This is G. Wright, a.k.a. Minister Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. The number here is 646-595-4311. The time is about, about 6 minutes to the end of the program. And I hope that this message tonight is just something that will just encourage you to make sure that you don't store treasures on earth, but that you will store treasures in heaven. And then think about this question, where is your treasure? What is that thing in your life that you say no one can touch? No one can touch it. They can't even go near it because it's yours. It's all yours. Now, believe it or not, guys, people think like that. Sometimes people actually and honestly think like that for real. You know, and I just want to encourage you today to understand what's going on and what's happening. Where your treasure is, there your heart be also. I need you to understand that thing that you hold closest to your heart, that's your treasure. And if your treasure, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Sometimes people's treasures are in relationships. Sometimes people's treasures are friends. Sometimes people's treasures is love. Sometimes people's treasures might be cars, job positions, your economic status, your spiritual status, whatever it is. Make sure that you're storing up treasure in heaven. Make sure your treasure is not wrapped around people who are in authority. God bless you guys. Think about it. Think about what's going on. Think about where your mind is. Think about what you really, really, really want out of life. I want you to encourage you to keep your mind stayed on God. I'm going to leave you tonight with this song. I hope the song is a song that touches your life. This song is one of my singles from my CD, All Things Apostle Special Edition, which really is coming to a store near you. P.S., I will be in Atlanta on the 23rd. I have a CD signing down there. I just want to say God bless you guys. Keep God first. That CD signing is going to be from 3 to 6. This is my song consecrated for you. God bless. Don't forget to make the Heart of Love Radio Show a favorite of yours. Please tune in on this coming Thursday, because the topic is going to be this. Cell phone. Yeah, we're going to talk about cell phones, y'all. Cell phone. If you are only dating someone, do you have a right to go through your cell phone? Now, if you get married, do you then have a right to go through your cell phone? What do you think? And we're going to talk about that some more this coming Thursday. I just want to say God bless you guys. This is my song consecrated for you. God bless.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and I pledge, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you hear. I know you will hear. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. My life, let it be consecrated for you.
Hello, this is G-Wright. Thank you for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10
and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Have a great day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The number here is 646-595-4311.